Well, good morning, audio boo. I'm very noisy, Senny Oak. I'm just going to rustle the mic, hang on. There we go. So we're having a bit of a wander today. We're just on the noisy bit. We're coming up past a place called Battery Park. One time there used to be a factory called the Birmingham Battery and Metal. It's now a retail park. And you take your life in your hands. Trying to get across the entrance, hope it won't stop for you. So we're heading for the canal. Still in the Battery Park, we've got Next, Halfords, Currys, PC World, Homebase. We did have Comet. There's a sign if he's on the other side of the road. So even on a Sunday morning, it's quite a busy place. We're now at junction of Bristol Road. The bit they were supposed to have bypassed. But it's still a busy road. We're approaching a place called the Dingle, which is the access onto the canal. So we've got a car dealership. Selling Vauxhall cars, all lined up. Rows and rows of cars. Courses and Astras and various different other makes. It's going to be quiet in there, thank goodness. I used to know a chap who worked there once. He got me discounts of a service when I had a Vauxhall Corsa. So we're basically heading down to the canal for a wander along the waterside. It's a beautifully warm day here in Birmingham Shire. Yes, I've decided that Birmingham now is a shire. I'm about to get run over by a bike. Little girl there on one of those trailer things on a bike. So if you go right, we can go to King's Norton and Cadbury's. So we're heading towards the city centre. It's quite popular with runners and walkers on a Sunday. Canal barge coming past. This one's for you, Mac, if you're listening. And a train. It's all go today. Another train going past? That's a bus. So So we're about to head under the Bristol Road now. We're on the Ulster and Birmingham Canal. That ride's called Bridge Number 80. It's a kind of a rambly type soundscape, but I think should get a bit of an echo in there. It was cool under this bridge. Another barge coming, another runner. So it's quite popular with students, this part of the canal. And they can get on the canal at Selly Oak, where Odd has got on. And then they can walk the short distance, half a mile or so, to the University of Birmingham. Another barge coming past, a bike. Oh, busy stretch of the canal. I guess that woman used a bell on a bike. You know, people, if you're walking down here, and they thunder past on their bike. Another annoyed motorist. That's one of my pet hates, people who use the horn just to chase people off. Get out of my way, I'm more important than you, I'll use my horn later than yours. What's all that about? So the hum you're listening to is a big substation. You can just come past an old water tower, like a water pumping station at the turn of the last century. Not sure it's useful now. It used to be like a big pump, pumping the water. And we're also not very far from the Eland Valley Aqueduct. So we're coming on another bridge now. Yeah, the pipeline that goes from the Eland Valley into the centre of Birmingham. Passage not far from here. I wasn't wondering what it was, but I was expecting an open aqueduct, but it's not, it's the big pipe that goes into the centre of Birmingham. So what I'll do, I think, I'll stick it on pause for a minute, and we'll resume a bit further down the canal. Catch you in a minute. So a bit further down the canal now, we're coming up to the University of Birmingham station. I've just heard the tracks. I think there's a train coming in. Now you can hear the tracks vibrating. So another bridge. I think the train just pulled up. There we go. So this is Bridge 82, right next to the University of Birmingham station. It's the Daylight Gambler. Do you ever catch a train from here? Possibly. So we're just having to wander down the campus now. Hopefully, if I've timed it right, we hear the chimes of Old Joe. It's 10:55 now. So I'm guessing the campus will have changed since Phil Soul's day. A place called Computer Science and the Learning Centre. Biosciences in front of me, the grey one. Phil, do you remember the grey building? It'd be like, it's got windows, and towards the top there's a black band that sticks slightly out. Just by Old Joe. I bet you remember that. The Howarth Building. My brother works on this campus somewhere. Physics and astronomy. I'm never quite sure where it is, to be honest. So what's the name of that building with the grey window? Can't read the sign. Grey and concrete square windows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 floors. School of Biosciences. Must be the same one then. Psychology. Not far from the Great Hall. Just going on going off. So we're just about to go into Staff House. There's a little open air market. And then we're into the main quadrangle. 2 minutes to go. So hopefully my timing will be just about right. How many miles I've done so far? Look, I'll be walking up. 1.79 miles, it says. So we're in the University Square, right underneath Old Joe. We've got the main library to the left. Mathematics in front of me. Oh, some lovely colours on them trees. Bright red, that one. It's got to be some kind of Acer tree, that one. It's quite a leafy campus. Just going under the arches, right next to old Joe. Got the Great Hall in front of us. One minute to go. What a sight! It's tall. It's in the main square now. So I don't know what. There we go. I enjoyed that was nice. So we're right in front of the Great Hall. It's the most magnificent tower. Stood right underneath it, looking up. Amazing. So I'm going to keep on wandering. I don't know how long this booze is going to be on for. 18 minutes. Keep walking. We should go next. Okay, that way. I used to learn to swim like that. There used to be a 25 metre swimming pool there. I can remember coming on the coach as a child from primary school. Back hub. I can remember my dad having used to get the pennies from the bloke at the gate. Can't get through there. When we used to play the organ for the when you graduated. Did that for quite a few years. Phil, if you're listening, I'm not quite sure when you left university. when you graduated. If it was before 2001, there's every chance that he would have been playing the organ at the service. I'm not sure when he was last. He died in 2001, so I'm not sure what his last. Would have been probably 2000, maybe. I'm not sure. But if you're after 2001, it would be somebody else. There's all sorts of new buildings get built on those university campuses. If you don't come here for a year or two, then you suddenly there's a new building spring up. So I think we'll wrap it up there. We'll make our way back home. 21 minutes. So if you've made it this long, congratulations, you win the prize of Audio Boost Staying Power. Once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch up in the next boom.